Inside the Bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. House Republicans filed a lawsuit on Saturday over what they believe are unconstitutional rule changes at the Roundhouse. The lawsuit filed by State Representatives Jim Townsend of Artesia, Ron Montoya of Farmington, and Larry Scott of Hobbs. They believe that the rule changes adopted by the House chamber are significantly different than those of the Senate and will not allow them to legislate. Minority Floor Leader Jim Townsend.
Pat Rogers was hired and supported by the whole caucus. Have asked the court to stay, to stop the process, and then to look at the rule changes and see if they are constitutional or not.
House Democrats responded in saying that the changes were a commitment to public health after positive cases of the coronavirus were announced at the Roundhouse. Townsend puts it bluntly.
That's the biggest bunch of bull I've heard in a long time.
The legislative session continues today. State police have identified 29-year-old E.J. G. Kincaid of Carlsbad as the person who rammed into two Eddy County deputies, a captain and a lieutenant, last week as Kincaid was fleeing from authorities. Both officers fired at least one round from their department-issued sidearms. Kincaid was not struck by gunfire and continued to flee in his vehicle. Shortly after ramming the police unit, Kincaid's vehicle became disabled from the crash and caught on fire. Kincaid was charged with aggravated fleeing, also aggravated battery on a peace officer with a deadly weapon. By protocol, state police are investigating the officer-involved shooting. Jennifer Grassam has been named as the interim CEO of the Economic Development Corporation. That was announced on Friday. Grassam will assume her new job today. She will replace Missy Currier, who has accepted a job with Strategies 360, a New Mexico-based governmental relations firm. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.